Seamus McGarry here, and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper. This is edition number 2344, recorded on Thursday the 2nd of October 2025. I am joined by Bridget Cook, and together we will bring you local news, letters from the evening news, and our first feature about the Norwich bread riots of 1766. The next part of Chatterbox will continue with more news stories, information desk, and a second feature looking back at good childhood reads. At the end of this week's news, we will bring you the October edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. And here is Sarah Lusher to tell you what's in store.
You'll be going behind the scenes of Olivia Colman's new film, a reimagining of the 1980s classic The War of the Roses. Hear about the major refurbishment project completed at Norwich Castle, an autumn love story from local author Heidi Swain. A duo of actors tell us about the benefits of wild swimming in the great outdoors, an award-winning distillery on a quest to create the world's best single malt whiskey, and two very famous names from the past, following in Admiral Lord Nelson's footsteps, and some reflections on the life of Nurse Edith Cavell, marking the 110th anniversary of her death. With our regular contributors, Nina Nanar, Mike Liggins and Nick Aitchison, we have some interesting articles, so I hope that's whetted your appetite to keep on listening after the news.
We would like to welcome new listener, Mr. Maurice Bell of Norwich, and hope you enjoy our recordings. So let's begin with our first batch of news stories. A local Banksy holds workshops for the community. Bread sauce are on the shortlist for the National Bakery Awards, and a singing and dancing centenarian celebrates her milestone birthday.
A city street artist, dubbed Norwich's answer to Banksy, is offering graffiti workshops to young people in the community. Mark Tanti, who runs Demographics, was given a small grant from Love Norwich to fund a few taster sessions over the summer, and these proved to be a massive success. Aya, a young person who attended one of the workshops, said, "I really enjoyed the spray painting sessions a lot. I love how you have to have so much freedom of choice and many options of things to make." Bryony, a parent of one of the attendees, said, "These sessions were absolutely fabulous for my two children. A real highlight of their summer. They came away from the final session absolutely buzzing. It is down to this positive reaction that Mr. Tanti will be running regular workshops throughout the autumn." He is also the chairman of Freer Road Community Centre in Norwich and wants these workshops to benefit the young people he supports. He hopes they will offer a fun and engaging activity which helps to reduce antisocial behaviour in the area.
A warning has been issued after a suspicious man was seen cold calling near Norwich. Concerned Cringleford locals lodged reports after the man knocked on their door and offered to trim their trees and complete garden work. Norfolk County Council has now told people to be on their guard and offered some guidance. The spokesman said, "Our advice is never deal with doorstep cold callers and never agree to have work done on or around your property if approached in this way. If you see cold callers operating in Norfolk, please contact us through our partners, the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline, on 0808 223 1133 or Norfolk Police via 101. If you feel intimidated or are concerned for vulnerable neighbours, call 999.
Three bakeries in Norfolk have been named among the best in the country as the shortlist for the National Bakery Awards 2025 is revealed. Bread Sauce is the first to be nominated for this accolade. Established in 2012, the firm's shops and cafes can be found in Norwich, Aylsham and Reefham. Mabel Bakery in Downham Market has also made the shortlist. The Tudor Bakehouse, with stores in Diss, Harleston and Bungay, completes the nominees for Norfolk. Three nominees from each county are entered into the national finals, with the winners announced on November the 25th at a glamorous ceremony in London. Alongside regional winners, other honours to be awarded on the night include the coveted National Bakery of the Year.
Norwich City's Fan Zone outside Carrow Road will become a permanent fixture after its application to serve alcohol at every home game was approved. The Canaries have had a temporary agreement with the council to serve alcohol outside the ticket office as well as during music concerts. But under new plans, the club wanted to secure permission to sell alcohol outside for 3 hours before the kick-off on home match days in part of the car park area. Norwich City's bid did not receive any objections from the police, but one local understood to live in the vicinity of the stadium complained. Despite the initial objection, Norwich City's application was approved uncontested, with a scheduled public hearing to debate the bid later dropped. Norfolk Constabulary supported the application, but insisted the club must make sure levels of staffing and security staff are in place to manage this area to avoid any disruption. Norwich City has agreed to this condition. The licensing application also includes permission to sell alcohol in the fan zone area for a maximum of 3 days a year when a music concert is taking place in the grounds.
A love of singing, dancing and the occasional glass of ginger beer are among the secrets to a long life, says a celebrating centenarian. Megan Cousins, who turned 100, celebrated her milestone birthday with a party at Brook House Care Home in Brook. The youngest of three daughters, Mrs. Cousins grew up in Pakefield, where her father worked as a trawlerman and her mother repaired fishing nets. After the outbreak of the Second World War, the family moved to Kessingland to escape the bombing. In 1964, she married Jack Cousins and their son Paul was born the following year. To mark her 100th birthday, an appeal on Facebook and through Kingsley Healthcare Care Homes helped her receive more than 100 birthday cards from well-wishers.